got a new show for y'all.
It's gonna be a damn good show, Keith.
Yeah.
But for a start show, remember everybody, you can always support the twins by buying a patriotic item from our website. Use discount code Delta, and we're gonna give you. How much we gonna give them?
We're gonna give you 20% off.
Yeah. You gotta say it with more enthusiasm.
You hear that?
Keith's gonna give you 20% off your purchase today. You gotta say it like that. You gotta be a salesman.
Hey, we got some new shows coming. We're gonna be in Texas. Well, those sold out. So I'll tell you about the ones in Oklahoma. We coming to Tulsa.
Coming to Oklahoma City. Yeah.
All right, Nicki Minaj. You know what? Before I even get into that, it's like, you know, you turn on Netflix and, you know, YouTube, and they like have this section, Amplify Black Voices.
Yeah.
Let's put, you know, black businesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, y'all know that's all bullshit, right? They could care less if you're black. If you're black and you speak their narrative,
yeah,
they'll put you out there.
Then they'll put you in the amplified box.
Yeah.
They will promote you. But if you don't speak a certain narrative,
yeah,
that blackness, that support black people, all that goes away. It's just a big lie.
Yeah. It's so when you think about it, they don't give a damn if you're black. They don't care if you smut face black. If you don't speak that narrative,
yeah,
you're dead to them.
You could be blacker than a damn Michelin tire. You could be blacker than my what's blacker than a Michelin tire?
You could be black, huh?
What's blacker than a Michelin tire? You don't get no blacker than that.
You don't get no blacker than that.
Yeah, you don't get no blacker than that. You could be that black, and if you out here speaking a bunch of conservatism.
Oh, man, you're dead to them.
You're the new face of white supremacy. You be black, you can't even see you at night. All you see is eyes.
You still the face of white supremacy. So, Nicki. Y'all, I'm sure y'all heard about Nicki Minaj. And she came out, and she just had, like,
she's hesitant about taking the vaccine. She said she was just asking questions.
You know what? Instead of me saying what she said, I'm going to show you what she said.
I'm not one of those people that y'all are going to be able to do this with, sweetheart. Okay? See, the minute you guys started going this hard is when this seemed strange to me. Like, and I'm not talking about the representative that Joe and Sal spoke to today. I'm talking about just the Democratic Party in general and so many people jumping at the chance to, okay, well, we can't make fun of the actual story anymore and talk about testicles and balls till they drop dead and make that a joke. So now we have to attack her personally. I want you guys to see what is happening. 80% of the artists that y'all following right now feel like I feel about the vaccine and are too afraid to speak on it. And guess what they're doing right now? If they assassinate me and assassinate my character and make me look crazy or stupid, guess what? No one else will ever ask questions again.
I'm going to tell you like this. Nicki Minaj got more balls than all the black men in Hollywood put together.
Hey, and you hear them rappers? They be saying every second. It's like, if you snitch on me, I kill you. What y'all add on this?
Y'all supposed to be hard. Y'all gang members, right? Y'all supposed to be thugs. All I hear is crickets.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the one thing I hear about, hey, is black men, they say this, hey, we need to start protecting our black women.
Yeah, where y'all at?
When they stand up and speak to them, we need to start protecting our, where y'all at?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
See, this is the real reason why they're attacking Nicki Minaj. She did this on her Instagram. She's got well over 150 million followers. Mm-hmm. This video's been seen millions of times. You can't have black women speaking like this.
Yeah.
But if, let's say, Cardi B comes out saying something crazy about how great the vaccine is, she's just being amplified even more.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with your skin color. You have to talk a certain way for them to be on your side. And even with that said, they're still not on your side.
Yeah.
At all.
Not even a little bit. That Black Lives Matter movement, all that is just
It's just a front. I mean, who can't go with Black Lives Matter? I mean, I agree with the statement everybody in America does. Yeah. But that's not what that organization is there for. It's to pull a, it's to trick and dupe black people into thinking a certain way to fit in a certain narrative. Yeah. All of it's just BS.
Yeah, and then she's making an excellent point. Democrats, you can't even just ask about the vaccine.
Right.
You can't even question it. I mean, it's your body. Yeah. Why can't you question it?
That's why I'm saying that that whole thing about Democrats, my body, my choice, that's just BS that they tell women for their vote. They're not giving you anything. Only thing you have at the end of the day is your dead child. They got your vote. That's the only reason why they say that. And it doesn't apply to people that want to go a different route when it comes to the vaccine. I mean, it is their body, should be their choice.
It should be a choice. Now you're forcing people to pick between their job and a vaccine. How many people can just quit their job just like that? Especially in this time during a pandemic where people's been hurt financially anyway.
Yeah.
And
she pretty much,
and it's the Democrats pushing this.
Yeah. Nobody's telling it. It's only coming from one side.
Yeah. Nobody's.
That cancel culture is coming from one side.
Yeah, ain't people on the right is not trying to cancel people. People on the right are not trying to force people to take a vaccine that they don't want to take. Yeah. And as black people, you should be, like, really aware of, like, the history of black people and vaccines and what the American government did to you, did to us.
Yeah.
Started sounding like Jesse Peterson there for a minute. You people. Jesse's black. You people need to do this. Jesse crazy. Jesse crazy.
You know he used to face a white supremacy, right?
You know what I'm saying? And she can't even question it. I mean, they suspended her Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, you know people are taking this vaccine and they're dying, right?
Yeah.
Y'all do realize that the people are attacking her. Y'all do realize people are taking this, thinking they're doing the right thing, trying to do the right thing, and they're fucking dropping dead with blood clots.
Yeah,
just everything's fine, and they've just fallen on the ground dead. Do y'all realize this going on?
Yeah, to all the black men that attacked us on your social media, like Trey Songz, DL Hughley, Snoop. I'm cautious when I bring up Snoop because you know he's a Crip or he a Blood.
Yeah,
he a Crip.
Yeah,
he a Crip, man.
Chris's eyes got big as shit. In his head. So yeah,
you gotta be careful when you talking about Crips.
Yeah, because
they are raw.
Snoop gonna send his goons.
Snoop gonna better send his goons and say, "Hey, yo, Coon Twin, break yourself."
That shit ain't funny. Don't get the ideas.
Ain't nothing worse than the bullet dance.
Man, you don't want to do that bullet dance.
Yeah, you trying to go down. Them bullets just catch you. The bullet.
You can't even fall. Bullets holding your ass up. Just let me fall so I can die. So I can bleed out. This is horrible.
Yeah. But the reason why I mention these celebrities...
Oh, they
because they call us some ugly things just because of our politics. Like, you can disagree with my politics, but that doesn't make me a less human being than you. I mean, come on, I have a right to an opinion.
Yeah.
So me being black doesn't go out the window just because I have different politics than you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing. They don't give a damn if you're black. If you're black, you can only talk a certain way.
Yeah.
This country's came a long way as far as opportunities for black people.
Yeah.
But look here in 2021, if you're black, if you talk a certain way, you're labeled the face of white supremacy.
Yeah.
You have labeled an Uncle Tom. Look what they did to Nikki.
Yeah. She pretty much confirming every black celebrity in Hollywood feels this way.
Well, she didn't say all of them. There's a lot of them.
Well,
but see, she said there's a lot of black celebrities that feel the way she feel, but they won't speak out. But they call us sellouts.
Yeah, I'm not a sellout. I speak my mind.
Yeah.
I have freedom
but
of speech.
But they got them by their balls, though. They can shut your ass. Them white liberals can shut you down.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they can shut Nikki down.
Well, she got enough money, man. She can just roll off into the sunset.
Yeah, she can start singing country music and still make money. She put on like some Daisy Dukes, some plaid top, and tied.
Come out with some country rap?
Come out with some country
rap. Oh, you want to make some real money?
Put on a damn horse.
Oh, you gonna get that white
put on a cowboy hat and a Republican shirt with the elephant on it?
Oh, you gonna get that white? You gonna get that white people money? You know they got more money. You know niggas are broke in this country. They got all the money.
You know there's a wage gap, right, Nikki? You know white people make way more money than black people.
Yeah.
So it's not really hurting you if you did. I'm just joking. You ain't gotta do that.
That'd be cool, though. I think that'd be dope.
That'd be a good business move. Hey, but. That, you know what?
Hey, Nikki.
Hold on. Nikki, Harsh Twin stand with you.
We're
going to back you up. It don't mean shit. I mean, because we are some Uncle Tom. We hold no weight. We're actually not even black anymore. Did you know we're the face of white supremacy now? But we stand with you.
Yeah.
Man, this girl got more balls.
I already said
all
that.
The black men in Hollywood, they're just silent. Yeah. Knowing people out here taking this vaccine and just dropping dead.
And to Jory Reid, who attacked her on MSNBC, she has a right to her own opinion. She has a right to ask questions. You don't attack other people just for having different opinions.
Well, she attacked her because she's a black woman.
Yeah.
She mentioned that over and over. That's like I said, if you're black, you got to think a certain way. I'm done talking
about it. But Joy didn't do that by herself, man. White man put up to it.
Oh, yeah.
Joy Reid, you the new face of white supremacy.
You know if she don't do what the white man tell her, they gonna fire your black ass.
You hear that? They gonna fire your black ass. Better do what I say, woman. I'll fire your black ass. You hear me?
That was a damn good show. Yeah.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing. Build a great company, great products.
I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog.
I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo, and Ruby. We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that's...
Yeah.
Just that don't support this country.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions. And the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Just because he supported the president of the United States.
So go to his website now.
Yeah.
Right? Use discount code Hogs Twins.
Yeah.
Get a huge discount and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah. Don't forget, go to officialhogstwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialhogstwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.